As we've just heard, additional images of prisoner abuse have been provided to Congress, but they haven't yet been made public, nor have they leaked out unofficially, which in some ways is surprising, given that digital photos can be copied and sent around the world by email with little more than the click of a mouse. NPR's Kim Masters examines the difficulty of controlling images in the digital age.
There are still lots of unknowns about the images of prisoner abuse in Iraq. The Pentagon says it has 3 CDs containing hundreds of photos and some short video clips. It's still not entirely clear how those 3 CDs, or the images they contain, came into existence. And as the Pentagon considers whether to release them, how many of those pictures have already made their way out into the world, mailed or emailed to friends and family members?
This is, I guess, the first war we fought when the soldiers all had digital cameras, and we haven't quite figured out how to live with the consequences of that.
Stuart Baker is former general counsel to the National Security Agency and is now in private practice specializing in technology. Baker thinks at least some of the images were created because it's so easy to snap a digital photograph.
Digital photography changes people's willingness to take pictures because they don't think that they're going to have to share them with anybody that they don't want to share them with.
Obviously, a number of the photos have already been published. But in the digital age, it's surprising that anything has been kept under wraps.
I think a lot of these materials probably didn't leave Iraq and may have been kept just by the people who took them or a small group of people. So if they were seized from the computers or the digital media of those soldiers, it may be that the only copy in existence is in the hands of the investigators.
Whether the investigators can hang on to them is a tricky question. Given privacy considerations, as well as the pending investigations and proceedings, Baker thinks the Pentagon has strong legal grounds for keeping those images confidential, and it might succeed in doing so for months. But Stephen Aftergood, director of the Project on Government Secrecy, is skeptical.
The Pentagon policy is predicated on an old-fashioned view of the way information flows. They have the information, and they will decide who gets it. In reality, that's not the way things work anymore.
Aftergood says that even if the Pentagon can legally hold on to the pictures, he doesn't believe they'll stay under wraps.
That contention presumes that the people involved will exercise perfect discipline, and a lack of discipline is what got us here in the first place.
Baker puts a certain amount of faith in the discipline of the military investigators.
If they can prevent copying by not giving people the files, but instead displaying them in some fashion, then they have a decent chance of controlling some of them.
Baker thinks members of Congress will see the images, but not get copies of them. Still, no one knows how many other photos are already outside the military's control.
If there are pictures that have been sent home to wives and girlfriends and buddies, that stuff may show up in, you know, the Daily Mirror any day now.
It's not clear whether the government will try to preempt that by releasing the material on its own. What seems inevitable is that sooner or later, more horrific images will be on display. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.